Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the Daily Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. Since it's Wednesday, we're going to be reading something from 2010 today. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show. This story is a little rundown of Oregon's contribution to the space program, which, by the way, is nothing to sneeze at. An Oregon astronaut holds the record for the time spent in space, the most time spent in space. Another one performed the first unscheduled spacewalk, and a third was a participant in NASA's first public love triangle. The story was first published on May 2nd of 2010. A quick editor's note off the top. This article was published while the space shuttle program was still in operation. Its termination had not yet been announced. So there is a kind of a tone to it of, oh yeah, another trip into space, no big deal, which is sort of feels a little anachronistic today. Okay, here we go. Trips into space barely make the news anymore, so you might not have even noticed. But early last month, when the space shuttle blasted off, the latest in an impressive string of Oregon astronauts was at the controls. Another member was almost an Oregonian. She's a teacher from just across the river in Vancouver, Washington. Oregon's list of astronauts can't compare to New York's 25, nor on a per capita basis to North Dakota's 2, but it's nothing to sneer at. There have been a surprising number of them over the years. Here's a list. Colonel James P. Dutton, Jr., U.S. Air Force, born 1968. Just returned from his third space shuttle mission on which he served as pilot. Dutton is a Eugene native. He and his wife, Erin, have 4 boys. He graduated at the top of his class at the Air Force Academy, has been a test pilot, and flew combat missions in an F-15 in Iraq. Jimmy Dutton also took Len Casanova's 1958 Rose Bowl ring with him into space, so if you're a duck fan, you'll know what a big deal that is. Speaking of ducks and beavers, here's a beaver. Donald R. Pettit, Ph.D., born 1955. One of several astronauts with Oregon State University connections, BS Chemical Engineering, 1978, Pettit is a native of Silverton and a scientist at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. He's married with 2 children, and he's been on 2 space flights, including one that took him up to the International Space Station in November 2002, where he lived for 5.5 months. Pettit has spent more time in outer space than most people have spent in their own backyards. Rear Admiral S. David Griggs, U.S. Navy Reserve, born 1939. A native of Portland, Griggs flew combat missions from aircraft carriers and A-4s in Vietnam, and later flew A-7s and F-8s. At NASA in the early 1970s, he was part of the engineering team that produced the space shuttle, and on a space flight in 1983, he performed the first unscheduled spacewalk in history. He died in a plane crash in 1989 while flying a World War II-era training plane in Arkansas. Stanley G. Love, Ph.D., born 1965. Love is a native of San Diego, but grew up in Eugene and considered it his hometown. He's married with 2 children. He's a scientist with a strong background studying the behavior of bodies in space, from dust particles to asteroids, and spacecraft propulsion. He's been on mission control for 7 launches, and in 2008 went on one himself, performing 2 spacewalks. Commander William Opheline, U.S. Navy, born 1965. A native of Anchorage, Alaska, but a graduate of Oregon State, Electrical Engineering, 1988, Opheline has 2 children. Opheline is a Navy test pilot and a graduate of the Top Gun program. He's logged more than 300 hours in space. In 2007, NASA was severely embarrassed, and the public learned more than it ever wanted to know about how astronauts handle bathroom business during launches when his former girlfriend, fellow astronaut Lisa Nowak, was accused of driving hundreds of miles to attempt an assault on his then-girlfriend, now-fiancé, Colleen Shipman. Opheline and Nowak became the first and only astronauts ever fired from NASA. Today, Opheline and Shipman operate a writing and consulting service called Adventure Write. You can find it at AdventureWrite.com. Over the years, there have been a number of almost astronauts and astronauts who have been related to Oregon by marriage. Ellen Ochoa, PhD, a veteran of four space flights and now deputy director of Johnson Space Center, is originally from California, but is married to co-Elmer Miles of Molalla. Dottie Metcalf-Lindenberger, the Vancouver schoolteacher from the last shuttle mission, is almost an Oregonian and is married to a Pendleton man. And then there's Donald L. Cram of Merced, California, who in 1961, as a student at Oregon State University, spent 24 hours in a full-scale model of the Mercury space capsule, the capsule that would shortly carry John Glenn into orbit. The experiment included various medico-scientific paraphernalia attached to him, measuring things like heart rate and galvanic skin response to gauge his response to such confinement. Through a small window, visitors on campus for Dad's Day could peek in and see how he was doing. Quote, "I felt like a monkey in a cage," he told a reporter afterwards. All in all, other states may have contributed more astronauts to the space program, but Oregon's role over the years has been substantial and vital and, well, far from boring. One more quick editor's note just to remind you that the information given in this column dates from 2010. It is now pretty thoroughly out of date. Donald Pettit has been back into space again, for one thing. Well, that is our show for today. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. In addition to this podcast, it includes a weekly newspaper column, a daily RSS feed to catch on your smartphone newsreader, a series of live history shows, a Facebook page, and a couple of other minor components as well. YouTube channel, Tumblr blog, things like that. All of it is accessible through our anchor page at offbeatoregon.com. Visual goodies and other resources that go with today's show can be found at offbeatoregon.com, where you'll also find full citations to the sources for this story, as well as more than 250 other Offbeat Oregon history columns written over the past 5 years since I've been doing these. Like this podcast, those articles are covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, and it was written by Carmen Ficarra. I do Offbeat Oregon History for fun and to learn things. I don't ever want it to turn into something I dread, something like a J-O-B. So I don't sell advertising or ask for donations. But if you enjoy the podcast and you'd like to support it, you can always buy a copy of my book. If you enjoy this podcast, I can almost guarantee that you will like the book. It's called Wicked Portland. It's published by the History Press in 2012, and they're available at community bookstores. Or if you like, you can order a signed copy through the store link at offbeatoregon.com. It sells for $20. Finally, if you're ever in the neighborhood near Oregon State University, drop me a line. Maybe we can grab a cup of coffee in the library coffee shop and talk history. I'm Finn at offbeatoregon.com. Our next show will be coming your way around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's Thursday morning. Until then, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.